You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're back, folks. Starting our second hour here of the Trump Phenomenon, Sunday Spectacular. Thank you very much for joining us. And I'm having a great time here reading up on the Koch brothers. And, you know, this is part of the shame of what's happened in the Republican Party. Here are these Koch brothers. David just died on the 23rd. And at age 79, and the two of them really have betrayed the heritage of their father. Let me read some more about Fred Chase Koch. And this is interesting, personal for me. I was a young man in my 20s. I was a member, really just a fanatical, just happy to be a member of the John Birch Society. I was so thrilled with what the John Birch Society was. At one point, as a young fella in his early 20s, I went out, I didn't have any money or anything, but I went out and I scraped together all I could get together for pamphleting was I bought 1,000 copies of None Dare Call It Conspiracy, a book by, I'm having to remember now. Remember, I'm 71. This is back when I was in my 20s. None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen. I wonder if he's still alive. Son of a gun. But the Birch Society had a wonderful publishing arm. They were based in Belmont, Massachusetts at the time. And Fred Koch had been one of the founding members to that meeting in Indianapolis. What a great story Fred Koch is. Got a degree in chemical engineering at MIT. And then went on to be a genius in chemical engineering, and went to the Soviet Union to work in building oil refineries and so on. He came back from that experience, having seen the ugliness of communism. And he came back and he wrote a book or pamphlet on, I'll get to it in just a moment. But he became an ardent anti-communist, and he was convinced that the communists would try to take over at the top of the U.S. government. And everything he wrote about back then is a description of the deep state today. Fred Koch had it right. David and Charles Koch were made of weaker stuff, and they did not follow the lessons of their father or absorb his realization. But he... So I bought 1,000 copies of None Dare Call It Conspiracy, which is one of the books that we distributed as John Birch Society members. And in that book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, is some really good research by Gary Allen on who controls the government. This deep state that Fred Koch had talked about. And I distributed those 1,000 copies in Kansas City, Missouri. And I just found out here that Fred Koch, his wife was from Kansas City, Missouri. And I'm going to just look it up and see if I'm related. Family name of Mixon, M-I-X-S-O-N. And I think that's in my family tree. Anyway, I'll do that after the show. But that was one of the things I did. One of my first, proud moments as a newly minted patriot was distributing 1,000 copies of None Dare Call It Conspiracy around the Kansas City area, where my John Birch Society chapter met at the home of one of our chapter leader. And there was something like, there was some huge number of chapters around the country. I'll look it up in a moment here. The John Birch Society was a real success story. One of those success stories that foreshadowed Donald Trump. They were a movement, as Donald Trump has created a movement. And as he proclaimed, America will never, I will see to it, America will never be a socialist country. That was the same pledge the John Birch Society made. So, anyway, that's a. Let's see. He wrote his 1928. Fred Koch traveled to the Soviet Union to build oil refineries, but he came to despise communism and Joseph Stalin's regime. Koch self-published a 39-page anti-communist pamphlet entitled "A Businessman Looks at Communism," relating his experiences in the Soviet Union and warning of the threat of a communist takeover in America. Koch wrote that, quote, one of the potential methods of communist takeover in the USA is by internal subversion, by infiltration of high offices of government. Hey, did you read that, Peter Strzok? Andrew McCabe, who's, but by the way, just was hired at CNN, paid position at CNN, infiltration of high offices of government and political parties until the president, the DNC, obviously, until the president of the United States is a communist. Well, Barack Obama was a communist. He is a communist. Even the vice presidency would do, as it could be easily arranged for the president to commit suicide. Well, that's isn't that referred to as Arkanside? When somebody who is killed is listed as a suicide, may have been what happened to Marilyn Monroe, may have been what happened to Jeffrey Epstein. Those may have been Arkansides. They knew too much. Koch wrote, socialism is the precursor to communism. That's a quote. He said the Soviet Union is a land of hunger, misery, and terror. He said, as when he was there in the Soviet Union, I received a liberal education in communist techniques and methods. Liberal meaning a broad or good education. The words have changed meaning over the years. Koch grew persuaded that the Soviet threat needed to be countered in America. So he was a great patriot. In 1958, Koch became a founding member of the John Birch Society. Now, here's what David said. According to his son, David, who just died, his father, quote, was a very conservative Republican and was not a fan of big government. That's hardly correctly characterizing his father. Kind of a wishy-washy characterization, is it not? And was paranoid about communism. No, he wasn't paranoid about anything, David. David told an author, his father was constantly speaking to us children about what was wrong with government and government policy. It's something I grew up with, a fundamental point of view that big government was bad and impositions of government controls on our lives and economic fortunes was not good. Now, here's where David and Charles went haywire. From their father was a great anti-communist. What they came away with was being libertarians. Ooh, ouch. So they're against big government. Ooh, come on. You guys missed the point. You missed the point completely. And that's the kind of neocon Republican, the Bush type, that we've had, that we've been plagued with for so long. Instead of the patriotic person like their father, Fred Koch, that we needed. They were the neocon servatives who, you know, their only goal is cut their marginal tax rate as billionaires, reduce government regulations of their industries, and so on. But as for standing up to China, forget about it. And standing up for our borders, the Kochs are famous as being pro-immigration. Open borders, guys. Oh, come on. Let's go to Ken in Fort Worth on the phone here. Ken, are you there? Do you hear me? What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello there. Hey, you know, you're talking about Denny Koch. He was with the Robert Welch in Indianapolis when it started, the John Birch Society.
Yes.
There's an echo in here, ain't there, somewhere? Anyway, one of the Koch brothers funds the Americans for Prosperity and the Concerned Veterans of America, and they have an office in Dallas, so we go over there and we make phone calls. He brings in a bucket of bucket of iPhones with headsets, and we call and look for vets. We find a vet, put them in a bank, you know. But anyway, I think you're getting two books mixed up. There's a book called Under Call It Treason by Stormer, right?
And yes, John Stormer. Yeah, John Stormer out of St. Louis, Missouri. He wrote None Dare Call It Treason. That was a predecessor
correct
book. That preceded None Dare Call It Conspiracy by 10 or more years. And I I love that book. Go ahead.
And Gary Allen wrote None Dare Call It Conspiracy. And I heard Gary Allen speak one day in Chesterton, Indiana. And you're right on the money.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and John, Ken there in Fort Worth mentioned another book that you want to read. It's so beautiful. It's so good. John Stormer, and I don't know whether he's alive. He's probably not alive. He wrote this book, None Dare Call It Treason.
And there's one 50 years later, too.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, Gary Allen borrowed that title and substituted conspiracy for the word treason. And he openly, he gave credit to Stormer for writing None Dare Call It Treason. And the Ken, I mean, I don't mean to embarrass you on the air or something, but were you ever a member of the John Birch Society?
Yes. Once I was down in Florida, and I've told you before, I joined the John Birch Society down there, and my coordinator came over and said, you weren't trying to get Florida and, to withdraw the call for the balanced budget amendment. Constitutional Convention call, you know?
Right.
So anyway, we planned that back in 87 and 88. It happened. Florida and Alabama both would do their calls in 1988. And since then, the boys are mad. A Constitutional Convention has been taken out of their hands, their grasp, and they're mad. And I used to read Phyllis Schlafly's stuff, and I was convinced that it's a mistake to do that. Anyway, I had a hotel in Panama City, Florida, and I had a big reader board with 8-inch letters. I had more fun with that. Congressman on a three.
Hey Ken, forgive me. I forget stuff from callers all the time. And so I apologize. I'm sure I asked you before if you were a JBS member, in previous call and so on. But that's wonderful. Have you caught on the air that I used to live in Panama City Beach?
Yeah, you said that. Yeah, I had the motel downtown back in 86, 7, back in there. But anyway, 88, they would do the calls.
Yeah, well, that's funny how it's a small world. My JBS chapter was in Kansas City, Missouri. And I'll tell you, that was something. But, kind of bringing it forward here for all you younger folks out there, maybe thinking this is kind of boring, this reminiscence of these old guys about the JBS. It's not so old. The John Birch Society still exists. They're based up in Appleton, Wisconsin now.
Right.
They're still important. Their magazine, The New American, is still important. They're still want America to turn away from socialism, and they want free. They want to preserve freedom in America. So it's still a great group, and it's important to you, younger folks. Donald Trump, the latest and the greatest. Donald Trump has surpassed the John Birch Society in terms of the numbers that he has marshaled. He got 63 million people to vote for him. The John Birch Society may have topped out at, I mean, it very well may have had something like 300,000 members. That's a lot, folks. That's up in the, I don't think Gun Owners of America is no bigger than that, I don't think. And so that's a big organization. And there were, I think they had 30 coordinators and hundreds of chapters. It was a very impressive effort. Yes. If I had to name efforts that were precursors to the Trump movement, one would be the John Birch Society, founded in 1958. Another would be the Ron Paul Revolution, which was his presidential run in 2008. And, you know, I'm sure you were very involved with Ron Paul back then in 2008, Ken.
Yes.
So, you know, all of us, we're getting older, but you youngins out there, you know, the Patriot cause has been, you know, it's come in fits and starts. It's had its ups and it's had its downs. And right now, having the President of the United States saying we don't need China. And by the way, Ken, let me bring a point out a memory for you and for me back to the young folks. When the president says we don't need China, let me connect that to the John Birch Society. The John Birch Society. Who was John Birch, you might ask? Well, I'll tell you Robert Welch named the John Birch Society after the first man killed in the Cold War, who was a missionary named John Birch, who was murdered by the Red Chinese.
Correct.
Right at the conclusion of World War II, the Red Chinese captured John Birch. And remember, there was a war going on between the Red Chinese and the Nationalist Chinese in China, fighting for China after the conclusion of World War II. But they executed John Birch. And so as a memorial to this first casualty of the Cold War after World War II, Robert Welch named the John Birch Society in Captain John Birch's honor. And
correct.
So here we come, all these many years later, Donald Trump throwing down the gauntlet at who? The Red Chinese. Boy, the more things change, the more they stay the same, Ken.
Hey, also, go on YouTube and Google Robert Welch and listen to what he has to say.
Yeah. He was great. The John Birch Society was great. And the, but I think Donald Trump, all you young folks out there, you hit the jackpot. That's why I say I'm glad to be alive. Aren't you, Ken? Aren't you glad you lived long enough to see this happen?
Yes, yes. I've been working on this since 1975 when I got wiser to it. I go into John Birch Society Library reading room. I start buying books over there. I go, people need to know this. I've been working on this since 1975. And we got on a radio in 90 and started blabbering everything I could think of.
Yeah. Well, and so, folks, this is the most exciting moment in the whole history of the Patriot cause. And if you come back, I'll go even earlier, boys and girls, to an earlier precursor of Donald John Trump, and that's Charles A. Lindbergh. Charles A. Lindbergh headed the America First Committee, which had
You can listen to him, too.
Yeah. He was the top speaker for the America First Committee in 1940 and 1941, and their membership grew. This is, again, a movement. Their membership grew. Authorities, you know, quibble about whether it was 600,000 or 800,000 members, but that was in an America that only had 150 million people. So double that, the America First Committee had a membership equal to that of the NRA today, proportionally. And Charles Lindbergh was the head of that. He was a great patriot. The big funder of the America First Committee. He's like an analogy to Fred Koch, the funder of the John Birch Society, was none other than someone that Donald Trump just made reference to in a tweet this week, Henry Ford. He was a good friend of Lindbergh. And so that was another... What crushed that was a movement of patriots in America, which was crushed, killed in its infancy by Hitler. Hitler destroyed the cause of patriots around the world and set us back tremendously. After the war, the John Birch Society comes up then in 1958. Then you get Ron Paul in 2008. And in 2015... someone who remembers all of that, Donald Trump, a little older than us, born in 1946, I believe. He has resuscitated the Patriot cause. Hey, thank you, Ken. We'll be right back.
Welcome. Bless you guys.
Thank you. Bless you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place,
for
to,
a
do,
place
my
to do my thing. Oh, sing it, Merle. You know, I just, that was great talking with Ken there in Fort Worth. And any, the lines are open, so anybody that wants to call in, 800-313-9443. Let me get a little closer to the mic here. I had to arrange my mic set up here so I get a little closer. I think the best miking of people actually is when they're really close to their mics. And I got so many keyboards and other things. I got a thesaurus, my speaker, my mic sitting on top of a thesaurus. Speaking of thesauruses, and I was talking about the origins of the Patriot movement. And the last one I mentioned was Charles A. Lindbergh, who wrote an essay in what was published in Reader's Digest, November issue of 1939, entitled Aviation, Geography, and Race. Interesting title, Aviation, Geography, and Race. And it was the best article I've ever read in my life. I don't know, I might have to change my view after some of the things that Donald Trump has said in his Twitter account, but the best thing I had read before Trump and Twitter was Charles Lindbergh in 1939 in Reader's Digest, which at the time was owned by Patriots, the Wallace family, Mr. and Mrs. Wallace had started Reader's Digest. It was a completely patriot magazine. It's not anymore. It's totally gone now. It was taken over by enemy elements. But in that article, let me see if I can recall it to mind. I'll give up if it doesn't come right back to me. But he said, unless we band together, this is a quote from Charles Lindbergh. He said, unless we band together to preserve that most priceless possession, our inheritance of European blood. Just let that sink in, that quote, that phrase. Unless we band together. He wrote this in 1939. He was writing it in response to Hitler's invasion of Poland on September 1st, 1939, which he writes in the article may mean the end of Western civilization, something that Donald Trump talks about all the time, preserving Western civilization, which means our people. And Charles Lindbergh, who I'm quoting him here as one of the forefathers of the patriot cause that you're a part of right now, you listening to my voice, you're the heir of Charles A. Lindbergh. He said, unless we, it's you and me and the rest of us, band together, what's that? The formation of a movement, what Donald Trump is talking about, his greatest achievement. Unless we band together to preserve that most priceless possession, our inheritance of European blood. It's all right there, folks. That's the most brilliant phrase I've ever read in all of patriot literature. Charles Lindbergh wasn't just a great engineer and pilot and father. He was a tremendous philosopher, tremendous, like Donald Trump, you know, who's not appreciated for that. Lindbergh's not appreciated for his depth as a philosopher, neither is Donald Trump. But it's obvious to those who can see. Anyway, so speaking of using your thesaurus, the origin of the patriot cause, its provenance, its ancestry, its derivation, its root, the antecedent to the cause you're in today, the movement, it's right there with Charles Lindbergh and the America First Committee, the America First Movement of 1940 and 1941, which grew to 800,000 members overnight. Now, what's a phrase that Donald Trump uses all the time? All the time. From the beginning, he has used the two-word phrase, America first. Do you think that's a coincidence, ladies and gentlemen? Do you think Donald Trump didn't read that somewhere? Didn't listen to Charles Lindbergh speaking to the America First rallies, which were what? In Madison Square Garden, Soldier Field in Chicago, packed to capacity. They were what? Those rallies that Charles Lindbergh led, they were huge. They were huge, folks. Just as Donald Trump's rallies are huge. It's the same movement. It's the same mindset. It's the same love of our people that beat in the heart of Charles Lindbergh, Donald Trump. And the great derailment. I've talked about this on this show. People are like, Kelso, don't go. Would you stop on the Hitler stuff? Well, the reason I mention it, folks, is that the patriot cause in America has had a long, wonderful, powerful, successful history. Charles Lindbergh, who said those wonderful words, they're words wonderful like the words we've heard from Donald Trump. We don't need China. Powerful, powerful thinking. It had this tremendous history. Charles Lindbergh was the most popular man, not just in America, in the world, which I would say is true of Donald Trump today. Not popular among communists, of course, but among patriots on planet Earth, is there any man approaching the popularity of Donald Trump? No way. Trump. He's the modern Lindbergh. And more. Even flies. I don't know if he flies from the cockpit, but he owned an airline. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying.
We're back, folks.
Miners were
Thanks
praying
for tuning
and
us
hearts
in.
Beat fast.
I just lost a computer here that I was using for my news and my Twitter feed on Donald Trump. So let me fire up another computer here and go back to Trump. And we're in our last 26 minutes of the Trump Phenomenon Sunday edition, two-hour show. Glad you could join us. Let me see if I can kind of go into my backup computer here, look and see what I've got for on my Skype page. which is where I see you folks when you call in. Let me just take a look at this and bring this up. There we are. Whoop, whoop. If I had the computer skills of my children, it'd be much better off. Let's go to Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, are you there?
I can barely use a cell phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you,
are
Pat.
You there?
Thank you for, okay. Yeah, thank you for calling.
Well, I just wanted to mention about the John Birch Society.
Yes.
They're not have been. It's just that we don't advertise for them, but we try to because they used to have what they call the conservative index, and they would list all these conservative questions and answers, and they would print what how the people voted on those issues.
Oh, I love
those issues.
That was one of my favorite things in my very first days of the John Birch Society. Yeah, the Conservative Index, folks, is an amazing service.
But if you want it now, you have to put in Freedom Index. They changed the name on the internet.
Okay, yes.
And you print it out yourself.
Yeah, and what they're doing, folks, is they track every single member of the House and Senate. They take like 10 or more of the key votes, and then they rank every member as to their support of the Second Amendment, their support of the First Amendment, and you know their support for less government. It's a wonderful
bills,
service,
you know.
And you can get
bills,
you know, I mentioned Ron Paul, for instance, as somebody who has you know been one of the leaders of the Patriot cause in the last. Let's see, I'm going back to you know like 75 years back to Charles Lindbergh. Ron Paul always scored an A+ on the Conservative Index, now the Freedom Index. He always got an A+. He was one of – there was just a tiny handful that always got an A+, if you'll remember, Pat.
Well, right now, Elizabeth Warren gets 0 and Ted Cruz gets around 90.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, very good.
But you can also – order I forgot what they call it now, but it's a folder on the issues of a particular candidate, and you can order them by the thousands to help your help get rid of that candidate who already has a voting record, like VC in this district from here Fort Worth all the way to other side of Dallas. Can you imagine a district that long? It was carved out for him. But we have a Hispanic Christian running against him now, and he needs help. And we've mentioned that service that the John Birch Society offers.
Well, that's wonderful.
They're still out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't
well, that's
as
wonderful.
Many meeting because
yeah, no,
I don't know. Ahead. The young people don't know about it. The old people, they're about worn out. So we don't have a meeting here in Fort Worth. It's I think in Oklahoma. So they need help. They need workers.
Well, I'll tell you what, Pat, this is wonderful to hear you. And I take it you go way back in the John Birch Society. You go back a ways.
Oh yeah, I helped get rid of that Florida call for a constitutional convention, and people need to be aware. They're saying that now that you can't rescind your call for a constitutional convention. When they get 34 states calling on a particular issue, they have a right to call a convention. And it's a very worrisome thing, and there are people all over fighting, you know, against it on the inside, you know, like Rita Krill and them did in Florida. But I happen to know the brother of the dean of the Senate in Florida, and he said, what do you think of the John Birch Society? I said, well, they've held back communism longer than anybody, I think. And he said, well, they want us to get our cousin to rescind that call. I said, do it, do it, do it. Whatever they say, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
and Pat, the exciting news, you know, one thing about you know, you sound like a young woman to me, but I'm speaking for myself.
Oh,
only.
Thank you. I thought it was about 90. I sound like.
No, what I say about myself is I say I'm 71, but I don't feel a day over 70.
There you go. Don't go by perception.
Yeah. Well,
age is a matter of perception.
Yeah. One of the things about getting older, and again, I'm talking to the youngsters in our crowd again here, is, and all the older folks know this, as you get older, what you stop worrying so much about yourself, and you start worrying about the future generations. And that's just, and so a hard part of growing old is if you think that the future looks really bad and that your grandchildren are going to have a really rough time when you're gone, that hurts. That feels terrible. And you're willing to do anything you can to whatever you're able to do. You dedicate yourself when you start to face that prospect. You dedicate yourself to, I'm not going to, and you love your grandchildren so much and your children and your great-grandchildren, depending on how old you are, that you just don't want them, you stop thinking about yourself so much. You go, I don't care about the taxes for me, that blah, blah. I don't care about that. I care about what's going to happen to my grandchildren. And I don't want them, when I'm not here to help them, I don't want them to have to face like a President Obama or to have to deal with gangs and violence. I don't want that in their world. So when something like Donald Trump comes along, and I can't say something like Donald Trump because there's nothing like Donald Trump, but when you finally get some really good news as an older person, it's just so wonderful. I can tell you, folks, and I remember the moment. You can play it for yourself if you go back into the RBN archives. The night that Donald Trump won, November 8th, 2016, I had this feeling, Pat, of such spiritual relief, and it was for my children and for my future grandchildren. That was I just felt, oh my gosh, their world. And I actually woke them up because it was the middle of the night when we found out that Trump had won. I woke them up and they're going, what are you? Yeah. They say, what? And I said, kids, daddy just wants to wake you up to say your world just got a whole lot better. And they said, okay, Dad, and they went back to sleep.
Yeah, they found they couldn't cheat any longer. They had to tell the truth. At 2 in the morning, they quit saying anything for an hour.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, go ahead.
I had to go to bed, but, I'm glad it. That's what it is. See, the only way to win anymore is you have to overwhelm the way they already have the elections programmed. If you overwhelm it, you can't. The computers just made a mistake. That's all. The media. If you want to find, I heard somebody on RBN talking about live broadcasting, and I said, "Well, we go to Right Side Broadcasting Network because it's live everywhere Trump goes, and sometimes you have to actually search because." Or the more people will come over there, they can't deny it on YouTube, I think. And it's private, and you have to pay its donations and the blog line going the whole time. But they have two cameras, and they pan the whole audience. And if he looks up, sometimes they look up, see what it is. It's better than Fox. Really, it is.
It is good. And it is very good.
Nobody talks over it. Nobody's talking over it like Alex.
It's encouraging. Pat, it's encouraging. It's young people who set up that television coverage of Donald Trump, and they just did it on a shoestring. They just did it on the fly. It's just like the Republic Broadcasting Network. One person is the spark plug in most of these things. John Stadtmiller set up RBN, and the just to give young folks another taste of how it looks to older folks. What you guys are going to experience here. You guys are going to be part of the Trump movement for the rest of your lives. The Trump movement is it. And you will, Pat and I remember back in the John Birch Society, one of the strongholds of the John Birch Society used to be a place called Orange County, California. And you used to be, Orange County is this huge county between San Diego and Los Angeles counties. And Riverside counties, and all the congressmen from Orange County, all of them were right-wing Republicans. And you could count on that. Yeah, you could count on that. And some of them were John Birch Society members. I think John Russolo was a John Birch Society member. It's been a while, so I may be misremembering some of my names. But that county now, Orange County, California, is now all, it's been overwhelmed by the Democrats, and there's almost nothing. It's close to zero left political power in Orange County, California. They've just steamrolled. But I'm not trying to discourage you folks out there. I'm telling you this, that the miracle of Donald Trump's election, in spite of reverses like that, Florida used to be all just solid patriot. Now they're big parts of Florida that are just lost. And Arizona used to be just solid patriot. Large parts are lost. Utah used to be wall-to-wall patriot. Now, amazingly, there are actually liberals in Utah. But in spite of all of that deterioration and all of that reverse, Donald Trump managed to pull it out of the fire. And, these demon rats, they were shocked. They were absolutely certain. The morning of the miracle of Donald Trump's election, the New York Times rated his chance of winning at 2%. The morning of. 2%.
No, don't pay attention to polls. Don't pay attention to polls.
Yeah. Of course, they're lying. Yeah, I mean, we know they're lying simply because their lips are moving. But the demon rats were totally shocked. And they're still in that state of shock. This is the most incredible disruption in their lives, in their entirety of their lives, is this Trump phenomenon.
Well, you talk about Ron Paul. He had a lot of young people following him. And I went to one of his over here overwhelming crowd. And every time he had mentioned the issue, they'd just yell and scream. And I thought, these must be homeschoolers. I didn't know these people were out here. And,
now, Wait a minute, Pat. Was that rally you went to in the Fort Worth Convention Center?
I think so. It wasn't big enough. That's all I know.
Here's why I asked you. You're in Fort Worth, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was there in the Fort Worth Convention Center at the Texas straw poll.
That was where
everybody there, all the delegates. It was a Republican straw poll in the Fort Worth Convention Center. Ron Paul was there. Mike Huckabee was there. He was running.
I wish I'd got his. I was just kind of like spacey, I guess. And he's standing right there beside me. I should have whipped out my autograph at least, sign this. And yeah, I was there, and they had huge signs out front. They were waving them. And I just went up and I said, this looks good, but signs won't win an election. You got to get down there in the pit. You got to get be the precinct chairman. See, that's why they're taking over Tarrant County now. They're trying to put Muslims in the precinct chairman. They'll be only for the Muslims. You understand? I mean, Tarrant County is really targeted right now. It should be on the targeted show.
Yeah. And let me say this as encouragement. Again, we're kind of talking to the young folks here from the old folks. Know this, folks. If Donald Trump is coming right up, let's just suppose, Pat, that, you and I are still here. And Donald Trump loses November 3rd, I think is the day, 2020. Donald Trump loses to, and just fill in the blank, whatever demon rat you want to put in there. Do not despair. Do not despair, folks. Pat and I will not despair, because what Donald Trump has done, as I say, there are two things he's done. One is he became president. This is just wonderful. But he did another thing. He revitalized our movement. He put us patriots back together again. And he's also another one of his accomplishments. And again, pardon me for doing this, Pat, but so many people think I'm boring the hell out of them when I talk to them about Adolf Hitler. Donald Trump has helped to put the train back on the tracks that Adolf Hitler drove off the tracks. And you say to yourself, yeah, because you got this, the real patriot movement in America, the one that Donald Trump leads now. That's the real American, red-blooded American, red, white, and blue patriot movement that was here before World War II. Robert Welch tried to revive it with the John Birch Society. Ron Paul was making his effort in 2008. And Donald Trump has finally got it all put together. He's got all the pieces put together. And so if whatever happens politically on November 8th, no, did I say 8th? It's November 3rd, whichever it is, the 2020 election, the movement will live. Donald Trump will be at its head. He will be leading it. If the demon rats take over the White House, do not despair that everything is now going to hell in a handcart. We have our movement back together, and whatever it takes for us to survive, for your future and your grandchildren's future to be as good as we can make it, our movement will go on. So do not despair, folks. Pat, I love you. Thanks for calling. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, folks.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. Let's stay on the phones here. We've got we're down to our last segment, and anybody I'm not going to get to today, I apologize. Too many calls. That's a good problem to have. This show has it regularly. Paul in New Jersey, are you there? Come in, Paul. See if we can get Paul, folks. Paul, are you there?
Yeah, Jamie.
very disappointed with President Trump with his remarks concerning the Israelis this week. You know, you were talking about...
We're going to get to that. We just have a couple minutes. But let me just ask you, before we get to your disappointment about his comments on Israel, what do you think about his comments on China?
I'm not really concerned of that because I don't see that as a dual allegiance issue.
No, but when he said on Friday, we don't need China, frankly, we'd be better off without them. What was your reaction when you heard him say that?
I wish he would do the same to Israel is my reaction, of course, because the fact of the matter is he's proving himself to be a dual allegiance Israeli firster. As a president, I mean, he said that I think any Jewish people that vote for a Democrat, I think it shows either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty. So what? Are Jews supposed to be loyal to Israel, too, just like him? Because he's loyal to Israel? You know, supposed conservative, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself, Jamie.
You're promoting
the John Birch Organization, here it is. Donald Trump is giving record amounts of money and aid to the state of Israel,
critical. Let me ask you a question. Hang on. Don't filibuster, Paul. You said, should Jews be loyal to Israel? You bet. Absolutely. In the same way that Kelso should be loyal to Scotland. Kelso should be loyal. My ancestry is Scottish. I should be loyal to Germany. My middle name, Walrath, is German, pure German. My last name, Kelso, is pure Scottish. I love Scotland. I love Germany. My ancestry is Norwegian. I love Norway. Should I be loyal to those countries and love those countries? I sure do. And if I'm Jewish, should I love Israel? You bet. Now, what's your next question?
Hold up, though. But you know that runs absolutely contrary to what George Washington said in his farewell address. And I quote, he said, a passionate attachment of one nation for another produces a variety of evils. And I invite your audience to go to the read George Washington's farewell address. Donald Trump is behaving like a dual allegiance traitor to this nation as he favors Israel, and he brags about it, saying and jokingly that he's considered the king of Israel.
Okay.
He's a disgrace.
Okay. No, Paul, he did not say I'm the king of Israel. I've forgotten his name. It was a great man named Alan. I forgot his name, but a great commentator who said that. The president simply retweeted it. But here's the thing. I get it that you don't like Trump and you don't like that he's pro-Israel and he's pro-Jewish. I get it that you don't like that. All I can say is that leaves you off the Trump train and you're outside of the Trump camp. And that's where he'd want you to be. That's where Donald Trump wants you to be. He wants you to, you know, be enthusiastic about whoever you're enthusiastic about, Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib. Go with those people. If you've kicked yourself off the Trump train, and President Trump's happy with that. We'll be back, everybody, tomorrow night at the Trump Clubhouse.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with the